This is Wild About Utah.
As I hopped out of my car to take a short hike up Cache Valley's Dry Canyon Trail, I was surprised to see the Utah Department of Wildlife Resources had posted a picture of a black bear. Bear country, it said, store food safely and keep campsites clean. I've never seen a black bear in Utah, but a quick check of the DNR website confirmed that as of last count, July of last year, there were 4,000 black bears in Utah. In winter, the bears stay out of sight, but by May, they're coming out of hibernation, looking for food, and very hungry. Now, I've always envied the bear's ability to go to sleep fat in the fall and wake up thin in the spring. For me, this would be the ultimate diet plan. But on further investigation, I found that hibernating bears are not simply sleeping. They do slow down. The heart drops from 50 beats a minute to less than 10. Its breathing slows to once every 45 seconds. The body temperature drops almost 10 degrees. The bears do not get up at night to pee. Amazingly, the bear does not eat, drink, urinate, or defecate for months. People who study bears tell us that keeping this hibernating metabolism going takes 4,000 calories a day. So having burned through their fat reserve, the bear comes out of hibernation in the spring very interested in food. The problem occurs when bears discover human food, because once having tasted it, they want more. My daughter once told me about a camping trip she had taken in the Wind Rivers, where a bear came into their campsite at midnight. She and her friends jumped out of their tents and saw the bear climb the tree where they had hung their bag of food. For 4 hours, the bear worked at getting that food. Finally, the tree branch broke and the food pack crashed to the ground. The bear ate their bagels, every single chocolate-covered espresso bean, everything except the jalapeno cream cheese. I took one last look at the poster at the trailhead. The small print said, "Learn to live with bears." I thought some people learn more slowly than others. I remembered a trip I had taken to Yellowstone National Park and reassured my out-of-town guests that the National Park Service had solved the problem with bears. To my chagrin, when we were checking in, the camp host told us that they were having trouble with the bears. "It's toothpaste," the lady said. "They like the sweet taste of toothpaste." I wasn't worried until the next morning, when my guest confessed she had remembered her toothpaste was still in her jacket inside the tent. "Ah, let the bear make his choice," she sighed as she drifted off to sleep. No bear came into the campsite that night. Sometimes you just get lucky.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.